If you're looking for advertising campaigns that are a little different, those that inform, educate, and enhance awareness with a rhetoric that is unapologetic and sometimes bizarre, then the advertising messages by PETA, People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, are a perfect example. PETA advertising messages evoke humor, curiosity, and shock to put across messages on a serious social and environmental issue, that of animal rights. Today on Marketing Nuggets, join me, Mariam Narona, as we deep dive into the anatomy of some PETA campaigns. Every day, animals across the globe are subjected to brutality. They are at the receiving end of cruelty as strays, pets, caged animals. They're used for entertainment, exploitation for the purpose of food, fashion, beauty, medicine. It is difficult for many of us to even comprehend how our simple everyday choices could be indirectly supporting the violation of animal rights. Little things like what we choose to wear, what we eat, the toiletries we buy, the cosmetics we use, all of these could be produced by companies engaging in animal abuse. PETA uses color and controversy to draw our attention towards this and educates us about the power each one of us has in bettering the condition of animals one decision at a time. This is achieved by documenting the dire conditions in which animals live. It is done by highlighting what is often considered normal without even realizing how animals are harmed in the process of what we consider normal. PETA's Fur is Red campaign is legendary. It is one which features celebrities such as Christina Applegate, Kim Basinger, Pamela Anderson, and Dominic Swain, among others, who have posed naked with a caption that read, "We rather go naked than wear fur." Now, how did this campaign really begin? The credit for this goes to PETA's Senior Vice President Dan Matthews. And in 1992, Dan and a friend flew to Tokyo to protest against a fur convention. And they were short on money and resources. So they decided to march naked, wearing only banners that read, "We'd rather go naked than wear fur." And they did not really have any big PR plan. All they could manage was to get some rebellious Japanese teenagers to write and fax press releases. This was their publicity strategy. And it worked because on the day, these naked activists were under the spotlight. Everybody was looking at them. All eyes of the press were on them. So they managed to make people sit up and take notice just out of sheer desperation. Something they worked on became so successful. And the Fur is Red campaign does not stop at just what Dan and his friend did or what the celebrities posing for this campaign. It doesn't stop at that. It is supported by action. And the PETA team disrupted fashion shows in some of the world's biggest fashion capitals, including Tokyo, Milan, Paris, Moscow, Hong Kong, and Montreal. And they were able to integrate anti-leather and anti-wool campaigns. And they were able to convince more than 40 companies to stop supporting such inhuman and illegal practices. So this is a little bit about the Fur is Dead campaign. Next up, PETA has always advocated vegetarianism as a way of life, and their endeavor has been to show people the cruelty behind the meal that's going on their plates and the adverse impact that eating meat has on one's health and well-being. They have been known for taking on companies like KFC and Coca-Cola for cruelty to chickens and chimpanzees respectively. Now, as part of their promoting vegetarianism as a way of life, they came out with a number of informational tools, and this included a vegetarian starter kit. Now, this is something which is important because they just didn't stop at, they just did not stop at showing you an ad with a celebrity. What they did was they went beyond and they gave you a toolkit. They've given, the website has a list of vegetarian recipes, some vegan friendly products, then an online shopping guides. It's like it's helpful for people who want to adopt that kind of lifestyle or make those kind of choices but feel disempowered. So it has empowered them with information, and it has also released a video narrated by Paul McCartney where he discusses cruel practices that are going on behind the scenes of meat production. So another very impactful campaign by PETA was the Beauty Without Bunnies campaign. And this campaign was impactful because it helped to convince companies to stop the practice of testing their products on animals. In fact, it was so successful that companies like Benetton permanently banned animal testing, and hundreds of other companies were also influenced to start making some serious changes. Like today we see the phrases "not tested on animals" and "cruelty free" on the packages of various personal care items and cosmetics, but this change was engineered by this Beauty Without Bunnies campaign, and it encouraged brands to become partners of this campaign, and they had to sign a statement of assurance as a symbol of their commitment to avoiding or not using any animal testing in their business practices and operations. So this was another very successful campaign. Over the years run many campaigns, and we've seen even lately the campaign which they ran when we went into lockdown across the globe. It showed how difficult we as humans find it to be behind closed doors or staying home. We regard it as confinement, and how we use confinement for animals like it's a given kind of a thing. So PETA has always tried to sensitize us towards the insensitivity which we exhibit towards animals and their rights to be treated with respect and dignity. And my key takeaways from PETA's advertising campaigns are the way they use the three C's. And now, which are the three C's I'm going to talk about? Color, controversy, and celebrity endorsement. So the use of these three C's is exceptional. The advertisements have strong graphic images which make us sit up and take notice. And it is because of, say, if you know you have an animal like the lion who is put in a circus and his face is painted like a joker and shows that he's looking so sad because he's instead of being in his natural habitat, he's been thrown into a circus to entertain humans. So the way they use color and the way they use imagery is exceptional. Another thing which I feel is PETA uses controversy to its advantage. It leverages its message and what it wants to propound by using controversy very often. And unlike selling a product or a service, PETA is advocating a cause. They are trying to influence people to lead life in a certain way. They're trying to show people how the seemingly small choices they make and what they consider normal involves so much cruelty and harm to animals. And I don't think they would be able to achieve that if they had not used controversy the way they have been using. And we all know about the use of ethos, pathos, and logos, that is emotions, credibility, and logic as rhetoric. And PETA, I think, uses all of these to its distinct advantage. So the image of an actor holding up a skinned animal saying, "Here's the rest of your fur coat," could be termed as disturbing by many, but it does the job. It's a graphic image of what brutality is unleashed in the process of making a fur coat. And this evokes strong emotions. Facts are put forth, celebrities advocate change, and this is how I would say everything comes together. Because PETA uses all these things so well, it's a very good blend, I would say, of all these factors. Joining me today, I hope you enjoyed this insight into PETA and its advertising campaigns. Do subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thank you for listening. This is Mariam Naruna.